And welcome to Arcane Recovery. Day two of our recording palooza. And guys, we made it to 20 episodes.
How we did.
Oh my gosh,
that's amazing. Crazy.
That's more than 10.
The natural 20.
Wait, natural.
Natural 20.
Is that what we're going to call it? The that's natural 20.
That's not a bad idea.
That would be cool.
And you, Ari did get a few natural 20s in there.
But in episode 19.
They were 19.
Oh, was that 19?
Yeah. Was it
that
19?
Was 19. Because yeah. Yeah, I said it a ton 19. In 19.
That's
but,
true. Yeah. I rolled two in a row.
Well,
Ari, you're supposed to time out your.
Yeah, save them for the 20th
episode. Okay. So. What some interestings happened these two episodes.
Yeah.
You got with two episodes left to complete, we're at a really interesting standstill. So what were some favorite parts of these two?
Wow.
Actually, I called dibs, so...
I knew you were going to say, yeah. I was legit about to make a joke about it.
Yeah, so my favorite part was the combo with Lycan and Leo about kind of confessing their love. And yeah. what I loved about it, or Leo confessing his love. and Lycan kind of being like, you're a good friend.
He's freaking out.
Yeah. The all sucker punches, like delivery between both of you. What I really loved about it was that it went across where like it was at a point where Leo develops new confidence for himself and is at a point where it was a really good take to be like, you know what, if my character's confident, let me start actually getting to a point that
it's really smart.
Yeah. And then the back and forth dialogue between you two where there are just like those little moments of information where like and you're feeling it out because now, hey, Leo's finally confessing feelings, but this is a different version of him where he is confessing these feelings, so you're not sure how you feel about it. And it's like a back and forth where Leo sit like all around perfect.
Yeah. It's not how I envisioned it going down at all.
Love that.
And so that's like as a player throwing me, I don't know.
I feel
why.
Like it's I feel like as a player, it's like the start of it.
Exactly. It's
I don't
it's
know
the
if this was
a
the
longer
moment.
Conversation.
There's also a little Easter egg in the poem. I don't know if you saw it, but or heard it.
I can look.
Oh yes.
It, there was a little Easter egg.
Yes, very nice Easter egg.
I think
I figured like if Leo's got confidence in his like he's like this would be the thing he would 100% do out of anything. wrote the poem on the way back to Little Guy Private Eye.
I think what was so gut-wrenching to me was the line where like Lycan is saying like, but you're different and stuff like that, and Leo goes, but I'm better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. That hurts. Yep.
Oh, it hurt so bad.
I felt it too. I was like, oh god,
this
is the type of
and I think
thing
it's like he feels better because he feels like he can control everything and he feels
I'm not afraid anymore.
But like
I
he
know,
should
God,
be.
That conversation.
He has no actual more control than he did before. He's just more confident. And that scares Lycan too.
Do you want to explain the Easter egg a little bit?
It's up to
what's behind it, but we haven't really touched on the fact of why that's an Easter egg. In terms
I think
of,
we're going to
well,
get there in the
I mean,
story.
If you look at Lycan's character art, she has a
which I don't think
word.
Was it released yet? It wasn't released yet.
Not.
Oh,
not
well,
yet. Well, maybe by the time
maybe
of
the time
this
out.
By
yeah,
the
yeah,
time
yeah.
of this releasing, it will be out
okay, cool.
because
yeah.
so I'm
then,
doing
yeah.
it's gonna be Sig then like in then Elxador. That's who I've left.
Branded on her right shoulder is the number 5.
Yeah, and that's all I want to point out because I don't even know if in our first description, in the first ever episode, if we said that.
And you know what's crazy?
I think I did.
I just have a terrible memory.
I don't know if we said it as part of that.
I totally meant
I have
to.
Been staring at this art for weeks. I never saw that.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Not even once. I've edited this art so many different ways. Did I see the 5 even once? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Well,
she has other runic markings as well, but she covers those with lichen. So it's not featured in the art.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's I figured
really cool.
add that to the poem because.
Yes, I thought that was a beautiful
part.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
I think, and Lycan's very touched. It's just like she's overwhelmed and like it doesn't feel like Leo anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, who are you? She loves Leo, but she doesn't, this isn't Leo. So like, why it's would like she say, I love you to this person?
Leo's letting out this part of himself that's been hidden in himself, but also is letting go of a part of himself while doing that as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool. Very well said.
Heath, favorite moment?
Heath moment?
I like the moment right after between Lycan and Brian.
Everyone's taking a moment.
Aww. Yeah.
Yeah.
When he was like, I'm a big brother, but I've never done this before.
Oh, yeah.
That was
really cute.
I don't think you actually said that out loud, but you said it at the party.
That was, yeah, that was an internal thought, yeah.
Yeah, that was really beautiful and well said. And I was like, aww.
Jake, do you have a favorite moment?
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Herm. I don't know. I like the decapitation.
That was cool. Cool. That was
I my first ever kill in D&D.
No, I was literally about to say that took me back to when you were playing Pat Parker and you were trying so hard to figure out how to do this.
How
and
do
you
it
went
cool.
And you went, look out.
Oh my God.
I forgot about that.
Is it the watch out for the pole?
Yeah. We were on top of it for, I mean, Nick wasn't there. We were on, and for the viewers to explain, yes. We were on top of a train and there were like, you know, the poles that like go over trains and like blah, 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 stuff like that.
This is for our home campaign.
That was your first kill.
That was his first kill.
I spent like 5 minutes trying to come up with something cool.
Cool to say.
And all I could think was, look out for the pole. And then I ducked under it and the dude got smacked by it.
It was awesome.
But, it was so good.
But I think I really enjoyed how I described killing this dude because I think it is just like, it feels good to have that growth.
Aww.
And to have it with the same people that I started with.
I know.
It was a nice moment because I thought of like the physics of like what I would do if I got hit in the chest, and I would lurch forward. So then, boom! If I got lurched back at the same time, that's head coming off, you know. So I,
yeah.
It's a lot better than look out for the pole.
No, but so. I love look out for the pole.
Yeah.
I like the stuff that happened with me, but I think. I liked the aspect of figure, but there's kind of like a mix of two things. Both get it becoming confident and playing with that personality of Leo being confident. Because I was I was trying to figure it out at the beginning. I was like, what does this mean? I'm like, I don't want to make him a jackass. I was like, he would probably. It's still Leo.
Yeah.
And he was, I think, honestly, I think that was also him trying to figure out what this is too, since he doesn't do this very often. I thought it was super fun to have the ability to read people's minds now.
Yeah.
And the fact that Leo can do that, like, and the fact that it's happening now with confident Leo, because if normal Leo got this, he'd be freaking the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Leo is like now just like inquisitive about it and being like, this is interesting, as like his first experience with of such an ability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, it's actually no, my favorite moment is that I feel it, like some form of closure towards this case for now.
Yes.
I don't know.
That was going to be, like, my favorite moment was one of my favorite moments. Like not.
There's so many moments that happened.
Was, like, the letter and going through it and being like, okay, who is it? Who is it? Okay, Zephyrus. Okay,
no, that was the relief. The relief was wild.
Yeah, it felt satisfying. For sure.
I think, for me, other than moments that have been discussed, it's kind of, for me, was just all the little things becoming important. That's like, oh, they took Toby's journal, blah, blah, blah. Oh, wait, they have this information. How would they have this information? Oh my God, they took the journal. Oh my God, this. And then it's now the thing of like, oh my God, the moon. I connected with the moon. That's crazy. Yeah.
The moon!
Because I didn't think any of the thing of that at the time. And maybe I'm over. We still haven't. We haven't gotten to the bit where I hopefully will try to talk to Tim Notice. So it might not be as relevant as it feels like it could be. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know your mind. I really don't know your mind, Nicholas Bailey. Good golly. but it's just all these little details, both looking back at earlier episodes that are coming together now and also just within these two episodes. Just when those things suddenly like
it's like, oh, that wasn't, that actually was very intentional. And so props to you. Props to you.
Yeah, I play the long game.
You really do. Absolutely. God. Ugh.
Honestly, and sorry to say that this was my favorite moment, but getting to see the into just Toby getting stabbed. For those of you at home, I love gore. I love shit like that.
Seeing the art for the creature was
Yes.
Like, that was so excellent. Cool.
Because I was expecting like something that, like, I don't know, I was expecting maybe something a little smaller.
Nah. I was like, oh, it's gonna be like a tiger.
Yeah.
And it was like this minotaur type venom part.
Death
like,
from Puss in Boots, the last wish. No, and it's like freaky.
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely like, it was alien-esque enough that it was like, oh, that's actually creepy as shit. And I think it was really cool to get to see that imagery for that. So I think that would be my favorite part for it.
Then I guess that might be a good segue into the Terrabin.
Yeah, let's hear about this thing.
Yeah, so boom, I can finally talk about this. So just so you guys know, this is a fun thing that there is a character, Milo Anders. He was the beast summoner wizard ranger guy that one of my character ideas. Because when we first started talking about the campaign and building it up, and I started looking into this, I'm like, it would be really cool to have a summoner bad guy, and this like conjuration, like kind of like summoning stuff, kind of like Pokemon a bit, where like
the game say it's a Pokemon trainer
kind of evil, where like the keys represent like a certain, you can have like a certain amount. So I kind of created this whole
that's villain. Absolutely a reference to Fairy Tail.
Yeah, also that as well. Also, yes.
I just want to give credit where credit is due, because no way you didn't.
So I started creating these type of monsters that would just be like, okay, they belong to an entirely different plane of existence that actually act as their own creatures and not like spirits and avatars normal conjuration magic would do. Mm-hmm. And I thought that would be like a fun thing to throw into a mystery, because at first you guys are like, oh shit, this is a werewolf. And then like over time where it's like, okay, it's conjuration magic, but something's wrong. And then when you finally got to the Book of Fëanor, you're like, oh, cool lore. Now this all makes sense.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And for the Terrabin, it was a greater visitant. Mm. And this guy packs a punch where I kind of shout out to D&D Shorts, because I'm like, okay, if I'm going to have one monster versus seven people, it's going to be easy. So he had this video of how to make combat a little bit fun, especially with like kaiju battle. So I'm like, okay, if this guy's big enough he could be his own threat, so let's see. And he has this amazing system. So essentially what happens is that this is had 18 AC, and it had a hit point pool of 178. This, he calls it a chaos threshold, where essentially once he gets down to zero hit points, he doesn't outright die. But then there's a point where that second phase of the fight, where it shifts into that he starts enacting these behaviors. And then these vulnerable areas show up where you guys have to target that specific area to actually kill it. So that was kind of the thing for you guys. So he was able to like claw, lacerate, and use his tail attack and the Cragged Disc, which is a ranged rune attack thing I made to kind of go along with the elements of Fëanor. Mm-hmm. But those were basic things. Then once you guys got him down to zero hit points, he went into his rampage behavior, where he had access to the Terraform Burst, which was the slamming thing he did in that line. Then I kind of had to speed up a few things just because like it would have been a longer fight, but there that he would have an upturned skin and leaking energy that you guys were going to focus on, and that would unlock another thing where he would have the it's called Stone Shape, where he would have the ability to use Petrifying Breath from the Gorgon Statblock. Which could have been a lot worse.
So like we could have died. That was like almost TPK.
Yeah. So, but like it needed to be some things logged. So I kind of like forego that. But like still like that whole system of having like this monster that you guys are up against, and then you need to kind of like wear down certain vulnerable areas to actually do like this awesome killing blow that Brian got to do with throwing it into like the chest and decapitating it. Like,
yeah,
awesome battle system.
Yeah, that was really well thought
and
out.
And the every three turns thing was effective, I thought.
Absolutely.
And it didn't feel like cheating, because again, it is a very uneven fight. So I thought that was correctly balanced.
Yeah, and I thought it'd be fun to have like that kind of anime-esque battle where like things are happening very quickly. And with like Heath in this first turn missing, it'd be cool that like he'd have
first turn every turn. I did not hit him.
Yeah.
Just talking about the
moment. I didn't do anything.
Oh yeah.
My bad. But when you miss that initial, like the monster would see you coming up, like descending down upon him. So he's like, yeah, back up, and just throwing you guys around the whole place. Yeah,
it was very anime-esque battle-wise.
It was good.
I enjoyed.
How many hit points was this thing?
178.
Then, oh, so we fucking decimated this.
I'm almost there, guys.
You got there.
We did a good job.
Give them three more levels.
I changed it a bit where the leaking energy had an AC of 16 and a 25 hit point pool, and Brian fucking nailed it. I was like, damn. Okay, let's go. And there's like a thick description where it's like, okay, he loses some of his resistance now because he's leaking his magic energy and whatnot. So a fun phased battle.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Love a good phase.
Yeah. It's not a phase, Mom.
It's not a phase. Now, I will say that if this arc lasted a little bit longer, I actually had another visitant that you guys would have fought in the cistern. I had this... and you know, I think I still might use it, but I had a fun water visitant that could jump out and pull you guys down under.
Oh my god!
God, yeah. Maybe later.
We're going
maybe
to Australia.
Later. Maybe when we go to maybe when we go to the ocean. Maybe then we'll get God.
Yeah. So that was a thing. But speaking of which, how do you guys feel that you finally got him?
Vindicated.
Relieved. It feels like one thing off the to-do list. There's just a longer to-do list after that to worry about.
Yeah.
Feels so, like we did it in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. But I also feel guilty because reading that newspaper, like, it just seems like he was convicted so quickly.
He was.
And we were absolutely, like, the reason.
But, I mean, he kind of admitted to everything in this journal.
If that was him, because we're going into the thing of clones now.
No, the magistrate just wanted to get back to business and wanted somebody to blame. And I feel like...
Oh, I mean, I still don't fully trust the magistrate. But
I also think Leo would have found something incriminating in his thoughts immediately if...
Yeah, I know. That's why I tried
really
to do
there
that.
Had been. Like, if... I don't know. I mean, obviously, he's an upper-level kind of person, but...
Yeah, he just rolled high on that wisdom save.
Close.
Yeah.
Would he have revealed something, or is that too much to go?
There was something to reveal. I don't want to, say it just because that might change the process for these next two episodes.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I mean, okay, I think...
It was huge then.
I mean, he's been convicted. He's not being executed at this juncture or anything, so maybe if we find out some additional information, there is time to communicate that information. Yeah, I mean, it really feels like... I mean... For me personally, at first, you know, we did it. We found it out. I was like, oh my God, thank God this is over. We don't have to keep pulling out these threads. And then I felt like a little displaced for a moment. I'm like,
what do we do
now? What do we do? Because there's all these like little things and we know things are up. And what is our job to do? Like what? So then it was a little bit like, oh, huh, now what? But we've figured out our now what's.
Yeah.
You know what I kind of enjoyed is kind of like stumbling into the dwarf stuff and just like solving it in conjunction.
That was
cool.
That was awesome.
Like,
glad you did
like that. Like the way they broke in that one episode was like that. That's honestly so freaking true. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, and the funny thing is that I wanted you guys to like go back a couple times to try and build a relationship and be that. But like in the case where you're just like, oh, okay, here's Glasses and Baldric and then Annika, and you're just like, do you guys know about Orn? He's still alive. Yeah, but yeah, no, this is good information. We're investigating. And then you show up like a day later and be like, hey, here's all your stolen books. Yeah. And you're like, where did you find? We didn't even tell you.
It's like we speed ran it.
We really, yes, you speed run that side quest, and I absolutely love it.
Hell yeah. And I love that.
Yeah. So.
High time we sped run something. Something. Mm. Sped ran? Sped?
Speed run.
Yeah. So now that we're at this point where the butcher is taken in, how was the what do you guys think about like the foreshadowing that happened with originally with the Night Marauders and how like it finally just clicked with this with episode 20?
That they weren't
bad guys. Yeah.
Wait. So
were they not them the whole time?
Nope.
That's upsetting.
Because Leon, it was. Again, very small detail, but when Leon punched you, he's like, do you know what they did to us, blah blah blah. You'll figure out what that means later on. But then there's in the conversation you were talking about with Arn of how like coy he kind of was, and there was a moment where Brian just got really sad, you know, like you got really sad and was just like kind of tearing up a bit and like thank you, and then he kind of awkwardly acted, be like, cool, thanks, mm-hmm. goodbye.
That's true. Yeah,
because for what you gave me is that he's a father figure to you.
He is.
And he did not do that.
No.
So that was a really small thing.
Right past my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I think it would have gone past Brian's head too, though. He would have been so overwhelmed with
yeah.
like
yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know. Makes sense. Yeah. Aww, yeah. I know.
That's crazy.
Trust no one, not even I had that realization around the same time Jake was, and it was like, ah, fuck, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, well, it was the fact that I took that part of the message to be one whole message, as in trust no one in the guild specifically. I didn't take it to mean like the like anyone.
Brother so. Legit said no one, not even me. And you said, I guess these guys are all right. I literally was sitting here because like, again, I'm a DM and like I've done, like I don't know everything going on. I did not know that they were like that way, but I do remember the whole thing of them literally saying no one, not even. I was like, I have to metagame and not say a single goddamn thing.
Yep.
Because
yeah,
I was like, he said not even him.
I took it as one whole message. Just no, in the guild
specifically. I get it.
I mean, that's understandable.
Look out for the poll moment. And like now you're going to be so suspicious going into any other D&D game.
You're going to be reading it every
time. It was the butler.
Oh my gosh. Cool.
Yeah.
Kalu.
So do you guys have any questions?
Oh, I was trying to think of one.
Yeah.
When are we gonna level up?
Is Pippi? We just leveled up. We just did.
Hell yeah! Speaking of level up, how do you guys enjoy being 8th level now?
Oh great!
Oh, it's fine.
I have 10 sorcery points now.
Woo!
This is great.
I mean, I immediately got to use a 4th level spell, which was really cool. I was like, wait a minute, locate. It's the locate creature, and I'm like. And I'd originally was looking at it because I'm like, oh, I can use this to locate the creature that the butcher is using. And then we ran into it directly, and that ended up being a thing that was needed. And then I'm like, wait a minute. This could be so relevant right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't necessarily think you expected that, Nick, to be able to track that in some way. But
I did not, but I'm glad, like, It was a thing that I wanted to happen, and I wasn't sure how to like kind of help you guys there. So as soon as you started throwing out ideas, I'm like, okay, we're getting there. Let's Perfect. Do this.
Yay! I'm glad that was great for all of us.
It kind of feels like we're pivoting from the big bag being the butcher to these shadow peeps, or at least for this arc.
Or there's something even more sinister going on.
Yeah.
There's always something else.
Maybe. I thought it would be fun to add a little bit of spice in instead of a straightforward
enemy. Oh, no, I fully believed. I was like, oh, we're going to catch the butcher, and that's going to be the end. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's not the end.
Fuck! It's not over.
This is what makes me think it's not the butcher either. Like, that Zephyrus is not the butcher. Or if he is, that maybe he wasn't in his right mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just curious to how this liquid luxury thing is going to go.
Yeah.
It's gonna be our little ballroom episode.
Do we get a ball episode?
Yes, it will be.
Because I have been listening to it's time for Ari to talk about Cast Party again. Oh my god, I've been listening to their Nocturne series and they are having their masquerade ball episodes at it's a Curse of Strahd module. It's based off of that. And they're having a masquerade at Strahd's house and like insane shit is going down. And I'm like, wow, it'd be so cool if we get to do a masquerade episode or something like that. So I'm over the moon. Anyway.
The moon?
Yeah.
The moon!
Yeah. What's actually...
Wait a minute, because you used the moon.
Not this episode.
So sad. Cool.
I know.
So yeah, it would have been perfect.
One episode... The 20.
You were just foreshadowing it.
Yeah, it was just an additional piece of foreshadowing.
I am apparently great at foreshadowing.
Yeah, well, it's actually really funny. Whenever we first began creating the campaign, I was like to Haven. I'm like, okay, first episodes, if I was either a pre-campaign episodes or the first investigation, I was like, Haven, we need to have a ballroom episode. Like that needs to be the final thing.
That's been in the talks for a while now.
Yeah. So then he's like, nah, and I'm like, I got it. Don't you worry.
Yeah. I got it.
Well, it what we wanted to do with it, it wouldn't have fit in my arc.
Yeah.
Whenever I was first, we were spitballing things.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I think we need to ease into this world and how we're approaching it. But because the ballroom's gonna be fun. I mean, I don't know everything going on with ballroom, but I know certain elements of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, but also let's start kind of like travel back from a couple episodes ago because we're going to get to talk about it. So how do you feel now with the with your maybe growing connection with Timnota?
I mean, this is the whole thing. That was a great noise that I just made. I mean, here's the thing. I need to stop forgetting shit. This is what I have to say. Because I was like, ah, yes, this can't possibly be important. Smacking my head.
I better pick that up.
Yeah, I hope so. I was like, yeah, this is just like a little moment. This won't be relevant anytime soon. I was like, oh, this is just Nick giving me a little lead for my character. No, it's relevant. I just didn't think about that at all. And I'm so curious to see what happens because obviously Gale's been going through it. And so far, you know, oh, they tried to commune with their goddess who they've been, you know, trying to like make a connection with their entire life. Mm-hmm. And then they step out and they get this like moment of feeling the presence of a complete other goddess they've never had any interaction with before, and now they're gonna try to reach out to them. That's like a little bit of a sore spot. Now they're like, I can't imagine this going well, or I can't imagine this working, but I have to try because everyone's banking on this. It's so funny because I'm feeling like I did a little accidental foreshadowing in a previous Arcane Recovery where I went, what did I say? I said, oh, it's so interesting because that is really more than any sort of connection Gale's ever felt with their own goddess. And now I'm like, and now it's relevant. And maybe I should have expected it to be. Maybe I need to think a little harder. But I'm so curious to see what happens with that in the next episode, which we're going to record. Very soon.
Yeah.
And by very soon, we got dinner after this, and then it's the last one of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
We've been cruising.
Yeah.
We're cruising.
So, are we going to do this masquerade?
For a bruising.
Sorry. Yeah, for a bruising.
Is the masquerade coming up, like, tonight? Tomorrow? What is? Do we know?
Tonight we have to stop the Nightmare
Off. Yeah, I know. Yeah. We got a whole thing to do.
I'm going to have it in the episode where it's going to come the tomorrow night.
Okay.
Interesting.
I know. I'm like, oh, that's like imminently. We don't have time to prepare and get fancy. I don't have clothes. I have clothes, but you know what I mean.
I don't have clothes.
I don't have clothes.
Yeah.
I wear the same thing every day.
Shopping.
my closet looks like Barry Benson's, where it's just the same outfit over and over and over again.
We gotta go shopping.
Yellow, black, yellow, black, yellow. Or black, yellow, black, yellow, black. Oh, yellow black. Let's switch things up.
Yeah.
This is gonna be exciting. I'm really excited.
It's gonna be good.
So much.
Really quick side thing. What do we think, from a Leo perspective, is going to happen now that you've witnessed that there are two thought processes going on?
I know.
Let's get back to that.
So I didn't fully process it, but the Sig one I knew about, and I didn't know anything about the Brine one. So that's going to be fun to intriguely engage with. That's what I always say. But no, I whenever I did that and then you said that, I was like, as Adam, I was like, yeah, of course those guys would be in there. I completely forgot that Leo doesn't really know the Brine one.
No one knows anything about
so
New
that's good that you said that right now, because I didn't think that at all.
Only Sig.
Going to be
only
honest, Sig. I forgot. Yeah, well, now I know.
And Brian's been so like, nothing's wrong with the sword. Nothing's wrong with the sword. Nothing's wrong with the sword.
Well, Brian also, because of what you described with Zevris about reading thoughts and versus detecting thoughts, Brian doesn't know that you even detected Ynir.
Oh, no.
He has no clue.
I have no idea.
That's going to be interesting.
That is interesting.
Did I do that well?
I'll jump into that more at some point.
Yeah, that'll be
now
interesting.
Now that's on my mind.
In the notes it goes.
I'm also excited to see what happens to Leo once the confidence
thing
wears off. Yeah.
What's that gonna happen? We're gonna find out. That's like
I don't even think it's gonna happen before the end of
today.
Nope. This arc.
This arc.
Oh, that's.
It might.
Well,
I think there'll be like another day because it happened last night.
Yeah, it happened last night.
So that's
now we're
one long rest.
2 days left.
And then we're going to have another long rest.
And then that'll be the last day.
And then it's another thing.
Yeah. So, we got another day. Oh, boy.
That's fascinating.
We have one more day. And then after that, next.
One more day.
I'll be back to Leo.
Cool.
Fascinating.
We'll see how that
potentially
goes.
It's cool that you
potentially.
We're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I feel recovered, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel decently recovered.
Me as well, I would say.
Yeah. Do you guys have like any questions or theories going on? Because I have like a last question.
Oh, he does have.
Well,
he has another.
I've shared my
focusing
my
on
main.
Yeah, I feel like I don't. I just want to find out what happens when I talk to the moon.
Yeah,
I'm excited to start getting into runes.
Oh,
yes,
the rune in the moon.
Oh yeah,
Because
to touch on that a little bit, I mean, yes, Brian wants to learn from the book, to learn about the ocean, but he genuinely felt as though he's done like nothing in those fights, and he thinks that if he had more options available to him, he would maybe be able to contribute more.
Yeah.
And also defend himself more, and also be better. So
killing a visitant doesn't count.
that was the only thing he did. He missed everything else.
That's true,
except for one dagger.
Yeah
but like, yeah.
So I guess my last little question and food for thought for you guys is
before
that
some food for our stomachs.
Oh yeah, food for our stomachs.
Yes,
food for thought, then food for stomach.
Is that now that like you got is confirmed that Zevris was arrested and labeled as the butcher, and how do you guys feel about when I ended the episode with the with the collar not being unlocked?
Yeah
that was weird.
Yeah, I actually hated it.
Because the magistrate was said, like, if I need you, I'll let you know. I mean, not that we all know that, but, like, we heard that as players.
Yeah, is there anything in your contract that you're thinking about? Because I don't remember all this.
Yeah, I'll just say it because the episode's out and you guys could have listened to it by now.
Mm-hmm. I listened to it.
The magistrate said after the butcher is put behind bars, it could take a couple days before the collar's off. So I thought literally nothing of it.
Yeah.
Me personally, I thought nothing of it.
That's fair.
Because he said it could take up to 2 weeks. In the contract, it says after the butcher is caught, he has 2 weeks to fulfill his end of taking the collar off.
That's like 3 arcs.
I believe it was 2 weeks.
I'm pretty sure it was 2 days.
I believe you wrote 2 weeks.
Well.
Another blunder.
Looks like Nicholas didn't read his own contract.
Let me check.
I mean, it might be.
You could be right. Let me check.
There's a
Nicholas
final task.
Nicholas
Blunder Bailey.
Let me check.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
2 days. Okay, my mistake.
Right. Regardless,
he was arrested earlier that day.
Didn't read their cause.
Regardless, he was arrested earlier that morning, and so the 2 day period is not up. So I think nothing of it. Brian thinks nothing of it.
Dude, you might be freed by the time that I turn normal again.
That did cross my mind. That did occur to me.
Jake.
What the fuck?
Yes.
I was trying to do a thing like the Nicholas Blunder Bailey. Jake.
You all should know that Jake, for the past five minutes, Heath has been putting his dice tray on his head, pretending it's a hat.
Yeah. So, doing a little top hat dance.
Blasphemy. slander. Guilty. My lawyers will be guilty. In contact.
I see. Okay.
Strawman tactics.
I have never been over here. Strawman fallacies. I have never done anything weird while sitting in this very seat.
Never once.
Gosh, if that were true.
Your face is weird, so.
Dang.
Got him.
Please insert some like fighting noises.
Cartoon dust cloud with his arms and legs coming out of it.
Them's fighting words.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right, everyone. Well, I hope you all have a wonderful day. Stay warm. Stay safe. Stay dry. And don't date a woman in a cult or a man in a cult. It's dangerous both ways.
Mm.
Until next time, but be careful adventuring.
Non-binary people in a cult, okay. Trust them. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Absolutely.
They're chill.
Yeah. Well, they know that they shouldn't be in one.
Yeah.
Boom.
Until next time, be careful adventuring. If you're tired,
come back home.
Woo!
Yeah.
And now it's time.
Damn it, I missed it. Keep them back on your head.